Sometimes I am really glad I'm a reporter. I get to do things like tour William Dean Chocolates, and all in the line of duty, taste as many different kinds of chocolate as is humanly possible. Don't hate me when you hear what I got to taste. You could take the tour too, and I'll try not to make any Willy Wonka references.
My name's William Brown, and I'm the owner and chief chocolate officer at William Dean Chocolates.
That's a bit tongue-in-cheek and a jab at stuffy business titles from Brown's old days in the dot-com and corporate world. He had been climbing the corporate ladder when he saw Alton Brown making truffles on TV. Making chocolate became his hobby, and then 10 years ago, he started William Dean Chocolates. At age 57, he's now considered one of the best chocolatiers in the country.
Hershey's is very successful the way they do it. I'd love to own Hershey's instead of William Dean Chocolates, probably financially. But my passion really is to make the very best things we can make.
William Dean Chocolate's small cafe in Bel Air Bluffs near Largo features a case of vibrantly colored chocolates with flavors like key lime, rosemary caramel, bananas Foster, and espresso, so beautifully decorated that they were used as props in a Hunger Games movie. Whoopi Goldberg is a regular customer, and she got his chocolates noticed when she brought them on The View. Step through a door just behind the display cases, and you're in the busy 2,700-square-foot kitchen. William Brown is a whirlwind of energy, and I have to chase him around the kitchen with my microphone while he talks a mile a minute, describing the myriad of wonders going on around us.
It's a working kitchen, so right now there's gelato going by, there's chocolates coming out.
Your backstage pass to William Dean Chocolates comes with the price of various food packages. Typically, you'll get up a group of 10 or more, perhaps have afternoon tea, take a tour of the kitchen, and make your own chocolate bar. It costs around $25 to $30 per person. As you can hear, it's a noisy place. It seems like every inch is taken up by machines that are whirring, shaking, blending, baking. The workers in their crisp uniforms are all busy with various activities.
The afternoon tea starts in about an hour. So they're baking the scones. I don't know if you can smell the bacon, so we have a bacon scone.
To our right, an assistant is working on chocolates at a long marble table.
This is our Muscovado Caribbean Caramel. And this is when they're revealing the chocolate, taking them out of the mold.
Back in another corner, Brown's nephew is concocting some exotic flavored gelato in what looks like a big blender. Its loud whine interrupts his description of the chocolate making process.
And so all these molds. Gelato. He's making gelato right now. So the first step is to paint the molds, which takes a lot of time.
Those molds he's talking about are painted with colored cocoa butter, which gives the chocolate bonbons their bright shine and color. Those molded chocolates are also called Belgian style. The other type he makes are the French style slab chocolates cut into small squares.
If you want to try this, this is actually roasted white chocolate. Chocolate we bake in the oven for over an hour. So you get that kind of dulce de leche flavor. It's richer than a caramel. Now the dark chocolate, we're going to coat it in dark chocolate so it has a shell on the outside, really thin of dark chocolate. And what that does is take away a little bit of the sweetness so you get kind of a better balance. And
that is so good.
I love that one.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much would that cost, that little square?
Well, when it's finished, our chocolates are $1.75 a piece.
So that would have been $1.75.
You would have got more chocolate.
Bite.
But you really, we use real ingredients. We don't
No, I mean, I feel satisfied.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you don't really eat more than three pieces or so. Our chocolates, because they're using cream and butter and milk and they're using real ingredients and there's not lots of sugar, they're much more satisfying.
The chocolate that Brown uses to make his candies is Valrhona, imported from France. He has bags of Valrhona flavors stacked on shelves he calls his chocolate wall.
18, 19... 20. I have 21, 22 flavors. This is how the chocolate comes to me.
As he describes each bag, he hands me an oval pellet to taste.
This is brand new, so you'll be one of a very select few that have had this. So this is a 55% dark chocolate that has had passion fruit added to the fermentation process. So it's all natural. There's no fake flavor. You'll get it at the end. And then this is a brand new one that very few people have. So this is another roasted chocolate. But this time, instead of regular sugar, they used a sugar called Muscovado. So Muscovado is a sugar from the West Indies that has a high molasses content. So this has kind of a toffee, molasses, a little bit of a flavor to it.
This tastes really different.
Yeah, because it's a different sugar. It's a molasses sugar. So with
and
white sugar.
It says
sugar,
on here licorice and
yeah.
You can, it
and
does.
that's because of the sugar.
By the time we're finished sampling all the different Valrhona flavors, I'm getting quite full. In fact, I might be feeling a little sick, honestly, but I can't stop yet. There's still so much to see and sample. It's impossible to resist the comparison to You-Know-Who's Chocolate Factory. And like Willy Wonka, it's about more than the candy. The tour is an inspirational journey into passion, the force of creativity, and the desire to be the best. And you also get to make your own bar of chocolate.